Yeah, thank you very much, Dario. I'll try to be brief, which is not really usually like me, but there's been so many things said already that that really resonates with me. And I think that some key words I wrote down is information, and it's about getting the information that we need. But very, very importantly, as one of the speakers said in this first session, is also information that makes sense, that makes us make decisions. And I'm actually going to take it even further, actionable. Because we kind of know what we need to do now, but the question is, how do we actually do it? And I think the expert group on resource management is sort of at the center of trying to come up with tools for how we can actually action some of the things that we know that we need to do. It is also another key word that I've heard here, sort of diversity of solution, because it's very, very clear that sometimes we think in silos and we want to look for a silver bullet that can solve all of our problems in energy resilience. But at the end of the day, it probably is many solutions that we're looking for that are going to work in concert with each other. And again, that's something we try to address in the expert group for resource management, because basically what that group does is try to look at the scale of which we need to make change. And the scale that we need to make change is decadal and it's global. So even though we can talk about the UNECE region, and we should, it's very clear that the solutions that we need to find here need to work globally and work in concert globally so that we actually get the impact that we want on a global scale. And the way to do that, of course, is to start out with speaking the same language. And at the core of the expert group on resource management is a classification system, a framework system for classifying resources. It's called the UNFC. And also at the core of the work in the expert group is the development of the UNRMS, so the UN Resource Management System. And so that really is about comparing apples and oranges here. It's about de-siloing, and it's about talking about resources using a common language and using common standards, regardless of which resource we're talking about and regardless of where in the world that resource is. And so we have a lot of working groups trying to work closely with colleagues from the other expert groups as well. We have working groups in hydrocarbons, in renewables, in nuclear, in minerals, in injection technologies such as CCS and energy storage, and also in geothermal and even in groundwater, trying to find ways of describing the resources and describing the management of the resources in a way that will develop common standards around the globe. And so one of the ways that we're trying to do that, we'll hear a little bit more about some of this work in the next session, so that is one of the reasons I'll try to be a little bit brief. We're going to have a session on critical minerals this afternoon. We will talk a little bit more about some of the UNFC and UNRMS abilities. But one of the really important things in disseminating this is creating international centers of excellence that are training and disseminating the UNFC and the UNRMS and helping develop the standards. Because one of the things we've learned in the expert group over the last decade or so is that actually trying to use it on various case studies has taught us that it needs tweaking and it needs refining and it needs a lot of dialogue with our colleagues in various technical expert groups. So all of these things hopefully can also work towards supporting a platform on resilient energy systems that we need to meet this decarbonization that we need globally for us to have a sustainable future. Thank you.